Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast. This Week in America, Wilda Mae Schoolley, at age 70, almost fell with a hot crock pot. Since she lived alone, she started wearing a medical alert necklace. In a short time, she experienced very strange and painful sensations. After about 3 months, she took the necklace off, and she was fine. After getting a pacemaker in 2011, her health went downhill very quickly. She overcame many challenging situations over a period of more than 7 years with supernatural help from God, family, friends, and natural remedies. Her story, Supernatural Help for May, is a heartfelt book that chronicles a woman's journey through pain and illness and how God shone through with his promise of healing and reparation. Wilda Mae Schoolley is a school teacher and author of Supernatural Help for May, and she's with us on This Week in America. Wilda, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you.
You bring up something that is so important, rarely talked about in reading reviews for your book, Supernatural Help for May. This is really a help for people, a warning for others, the dangers that lie out there, and things that we use to help us. Talk about why you wrote this book, first of all, Supernatural Help for May. Why did you decide to write this?
Why did I decide to write it? Okay.
Yes.
I went to live in assisted living home because I was going in AFib a lot, and my daughter thought I should live with somebody. And a short time after I got there, I became extremely weak, and I could hardly walk. And actually, I thought maybe I wouldn't even make it. And one day, I opened my Bible to Psalms 118:17. It sort of jumped out at me, and it says, "I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord." So by writing the book, I had an opportunity to tell people about the miracles, and there's many in my book, miracles that God performed for me in a very short period of time. And because of so many very strange, odd, and unusual things that were happening to me, several people asked me to write a book. And one example was in June 2014, I went into my bathroom and picked up the cross necklace. I heard a boom, and my electrical strip turned black, and the chain burnt in two in my hands. And that was very strange and very odd. And a few other things happened that was very odd, and people asked me to write a book.
Well, and the book is Supernatural Help for May, M-A-E. The book is by our guest Wilda Mae Schoolley, and that's S-C-H-O-O-L-E-Y. You'll find the book at Amazon, readersmagnet.com. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, we'll link you on directly to Amazon, so you'll get information and can order the book there as well. It almost sounds your journey as an author, getting this started and writing this book, was inspired by God to write. Is that accurate?
Yes, yes. And actually, I do have a website, wildaschoolie.com, but because I am so sensitive to computers, I haven't even seen it.
Interesting. And that, and we'll give you that as well. That's Wilda's name, wildamayschoolie.com.
No, there's no May on the website.
Okay, wildaschoolie.com.
wildaschoolie.com on the website.
Okay, and I'll give you that again later on correctly in the program, and I'll wrap up all of this so it's not too confusing for our listeners and viewers. Supernatural Help for May is the name of the book. I mentioned the crockpot situation. You've mentioned the radiation situation. Talk about radiation, what deflects radiation, and how this has been such a problem in your life.
Well, Dr. Charlie Brown,
yes.
Dr. Charlie Brown and his wife went to Harvard Medical School Library and did research on this radiation. And they found that in 1914, 1915, there were prizes given to two people because they found out that quartz deflected radiation from x-rays. And so Dr. Charlie Brown invented, after learning that, he invented a pendant that deflects radiation, and there are four different levels. Of course, each level gets a little stronger, and in dreams, God showed him how to space the crystals independent, how far to space them, and exactly how to place them to get the most protection. So these, I wear a pendant, and I mention it in my book, and it does help some to deflect radiation. And, of course, if you can just stay away from all this radiation that's out there, it'd be wonderful, but there's no way we can stay away from it.
Yes.
Because it's all over.
Yeah, you don't really think about that. In fact, you hear people talk about it from time to time, the radiation, but it is such a part of our lives, and you've had to make sure it's not been part of yours. Talk a little bit about what happened with that information. Obviously, it was very important to your life to find this information from Dr. Brown and to implement this.
Yes, it was very important because I was going in AFib quite a bit. And when I got the pendant, I got rid of the AFib at first, but things got much, much worse when the smart meter came here in Pennsylvania. Much worse. I mean, I got completely clear of AFib after I was wearing the pendant until the smart meter came, and that's just constant, constant radiation all over the place.
You know,
so I'd go in AFib a little bit, not nearly as much as I did, but before the smart meter, I was completely free of AFib with just the pendant. But we need to take antioxidants. I guess most people know what they are.
Yes.
Vitamins A, B, C, D, E, and try to help the body.
Well, and all of this is laid out in Wilda's book, Supernatural Help for May. That's M-A-E, the book available at Amazon, readersmagnet.com, and her website, wildaschooley.com. We'll give you all that before we wrap up the program. And it really brings up an interesting a point that there's so much. You mentioned smart meters. So much around us, surrounded by radiation, have no idea what all is going on. What would be the main message, you think, from your book, Supernatural Help for May, that you would like readers to share? And it's not just the scientific information you have there. You've got a lot of your faith in there and how that really, and the Word of God, got you through some very difficult times.
Yes, that really meant a lot. I think people need to know the danger of what's out there. I mean, it's like a friend said to me, this is for real, it's for real, but we like our conveniences. You know what? It's like dirty electricity, which I'd like to expound on a little bit.
Yes, please do.
You do not get the effects of this right away. You know, it accumulates in your body, and then all at once, a few years down the line, you may have some pretty bad diseases just from the accumulation of dealing with this new technology, like my dirty electricity that was really bad in my house. I finally got back to my own house, and I was so weak, extremely weak. And then I read a natural doctor's newsletter, which I suspected, because when I was at the assisted living home, I found out then I couldn't watch TV. I didn't have TV myself before I went, but I couldn't watch TV without heart pains. Somebody said, stop watching. You know what? I stopped watching TV, and it was only 2 hours a day. The heart pains left.
Amazing.
So after that, I didn't even listen to a radio because I thought I might have issues. Until I got back in my own home, and I thought, well, I'm only going to listen to the radio 10 minutes a day just for the news. I listened 10 minutes a day. I had knife-cutting pains in my back, but only behind the pacemaker. That's only behind the pacemaker. And I thought, I am going to stop listening to the radio because that might have an issue with that knife-cutting pain since I couldn't watch TV. So I stopped March the 15th. 2.5 weeks later, the pain was completely gone after I stopped listening to the radio. And then I got a newsletter from a natural doctor right before that 2.5 weeks. And he answered my question. He said radio waves can and do cause minor or major health issues. And then he told me about two books, which I ordered, and they were really an enlightenment to me. Told me about dirty electricity and the EMF, the electromagnetic fields.
Yes.
Each book, and both of them were written by doctors who did a lot of research, so they knew what they were talking about, and I have them listed in my book. I tell you, they should be read by everyone. Both books written by doctors. So I ordered those books, and the one on dirty electricity told me how to get a meter that measured dirty electricity. And that's too much electricity coming into the house. And I measured it. My kitchen measured over 800, and the safe limit is 50.
Wow.
But that accumulates over the years. I had lived here, over 20 years before I moved away. And it accumulates in your body over the years, just like the electromagnetic fields. And I was so weak, I could hardly walk. As soon as I filtered my house, and they last forever, the filters last forever, thank God. Brought it down to 20, and my severe weakness left when my house was filtered. What, it left immediately.
That's just an amazing story. It's in...
It is. It's amazing. And I went to the dentist, and I couldn't even walk. I was so weak. I was so weak. They had to lead me. And so I decided to take my meter along. And his one room was 1,800.
Wow.
No wonder I couldn't walk.
Yeah, that explains it. Wow.
And so I also took the filter so he could see what it did. I put the filter in. You put it in the same outlet so you can read how it comes down. It came down unbelievably low. He was so amazed. He took his smartphone out and ordered my book immediately.
Well, and the book is helping so many people. It's very easy to understand. It's bringing out problems that actually many more people than you realize are suffering through and really don't know it, which was Wilda's case in the beginning. The book is Supernatural Help for May. Wilda May Schooley is our guest. Her website is wildaschooley.com, and Schooley is S-C-H-O-O-L-E-Y. Book it Amazon, Reader's Magnet, all the usual places. Boy, time is going by so quickly, and this book is so important. Part of it, you talk about preparing to meet God. I know that's important, thoughts that were going through your mind as you were having all these health issues. Talk about that. How did you and how should we prepare for that?
Well, it's so easy to prepare and so important. I mean, that's the most important thing in life because our lives are so short in this world, very, very short. And then we go into eternity that lasts forever. So it's so important to be ready to meet God. But anyway, God loves everybody the same, no matter what we have done. He loves us all the same. But he does not like sin, and we all have sinned. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God, every person. So we have to do something to prepare to meet him. And he gave us the answer to that. When Jesus Christ came, and we celebrate his birth on Christmas Day, he came and he suffered badly. He died for our sins. And all we have to do is accept the fact that he did die for our sins. We don't have to pay anymore. We do not have to shed any animal blood like they did in the Old Testament. We just ask him to forgive us, and that's the key. Ask God to forgive us, serve him after that, and we'll end up in heaven if we keep serving him. It's the most important thing in life. And Jesus is the only leader. Now, I don't have a religion. I have a relationship with Jesus Christ. It's not a religion. Jesus is the only leader that died, rose again, came out of the grave, rose again, and went back to heaven. All the other leaders are in the grave, all of the others. And I end my book with, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
And that's in May's book, Supernatural Help for May. It's such an enlightening book. It's easy to read. It could be life-altering, life-saving in some situations for people. The challenges she was able to overcome with supernatural help from God, from family, friends, and natural remedies. She tells that entire story in her book. A couple minutes left. What advice, what lessons would you give to listeners of the program and hope they take away from reading Supernatural Help for May?
Okay, the advice is to pay attention to your body. Pay attention to your body. Know what is happening. And learn what I did by reading good articles, listening to people. Learn what to do and do it, but the most important, take antioxidants, like I said, the most important thing is, my advice is to prepare to meet God. That is the number one most important thing, but pay attention to your body.
Well, there's so much information in Wilda's book, and it's imperative reading, and thankfully, that teacher skills, I think inquiring mind came out as you were going through all of this. So many people suffer and probably have no idea why. You tried to find out why, and you did. And you share those experiences and what you went through. And you do all of that so eloquently in the book Supernatural Help for May. That's M-A-E. The book is by Wilda May Schooley, W-I-L-D-A. May is M-A-E. And Schooley, S-C-H-O-O-L-E-Y. You'll find the book at her website, wildaschooley.com, readersmagnet.com, of course, Amazon, the usual places. Go to our website. You'll be able to link on and get all that information there as well. Wilda, it's an amazing story that you tell, and the reviews are excellent. You are helping people, something they